Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you. He has given you the Holy Spirit to guide you and to indwell you and keep you, and has given you people like myself to help shepherd you along. Yes, we are in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we must be filled with the Spirit of God. Then we must be dressed up with the Word of God. Then we must be prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we are in your corner. So go get your husband. Go wake up your wife. Go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Let them all know that In Your Corner is on the air. Yes, we're on the air, y'all. So go wake them up. Go wake them up. Wake up, sleepy head. Get on out of the bed, sleepy head. It's time to wake up. All right, y'all. Well, let me go get my bell. Let me go get my bell. I need my bell. I don't know what done happened to my roosters, y'all, but that's all right. That's all right. This bell will do the job. Get out of the bed, sleepy head. Get out of the bed, sleepy head. All right, y'all. Y'all need to get on up now. Get on up. You hear the bell. All right. All right. Agnes, get on up. Marie, get on up. Sarah, Suzette, get out the bed. All right, Ralph. Ralph and Reggie, both of y'all, get out the bed. All right. Maybe, you know, my roosters will come home if we just play some old music or something like that. I've been trying to get some old songs. I found this old song. If y'all like these old songs, y'all let me know. 972-257-3766. 972-257-3766. This is another old song here. Because, see, we got to get ready. We got to get ready to get on out of here, y'all. We can't stay on this earth always. We got to move on.
Years ago, my mommy and my dad sung an old song. It went like this. It says, there's a leak in this old building. Yeah, my soul is gone.
Y'all tell me now, do y'all like these old songs? 972-257-3766.
There's a leak in this old building, and my soul is gone. I got another building, got me by head. Woo! There's a leak in this old building, and my soul is gone. Gotta get out of here one day.
Soul is gone.
Oh, my soul.
Soul is not to move.
Yeah, my soul.
That's Neil Robinson. There's a leak in this old building and my soul's just gotta move. Now, if y'all like these old songs, y'all let me know now. 972-257-3766. I'm trying to get my roosters to come on back home. They like these old songs. All right, y'all, it's time to read the Bible. Time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. This morning we'll be reading out of 2 Chronicles chapter 2. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 all the way over to chapter 6. 2 Chronicles chapter 2. Reading along with the Bible Experience.
Solomon gave orders to build a temple for the name of the Lord and a royal palace for himself. He conscripted 70,000 men as carriers and 80,000 as stonecutters in the hills, and 3,600 as supervisors over them. Solomon sent this message to Hiram, king of Tyre.
Send me cedar logs as you did for my father David, when you sent him cedar to build a palace to live in. Now I'm about to build a temple for the name of the Lord my God, and to dedicate it to him for burning fragrant incense before him, for setting out the consecrated bread regularly, and for making burnt offerings every morning and evening, and on the Sabbaths, at the new moons, and at the appointed festivals of the Lord our God. This is a lasting ordinance for Israel. The temple I'm going to build will be great, because our God is greater than all other gods. But who is able to build a temple for him, since the heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain him? Who then am I to build a temple for him, except as a place to burn sacrifices before him? Send me, therefore, a man skilled to work in gold and silver, bronze and iron, and in purple, crimson, and blue yarn, an experience in the art of engraving, to work in Judah and Jerusalem with my skilled workers, whom my father David provided. Send me also cedar, juniper, and algum logs from Lebanon, for I know that your servants are skilled in cutting timber there. My men will work with yours to provide me with plenty of lumber, because the temple I build must be large and magnificent. I will give your servants, those who cut the timber, 20,000 cores of ground wheat, 20,000 cores of barley, 20,000 baths of wine, and 20,000 baths of olive oil.
Hiram, king of Tyre, replied by letter to Solomon.
Because the Lord loves his people, he has made you their king.
And Hiram added,
praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who made heaven and earth. He has given King David a wise son, endowed with intelligence and discernment, who will build a temple for the Lord and a palace for himself. I am sending you Hiram Abi, a man of great skill, whose mother was from Dan and whose father was from Tyre. He is trained to work in gold and silver, bronze and iron, stone and wood, and with purple and blue and crimson yarn and fine linen. He is experienced in all kinds of engravings and can execute any design given to him. He will work with your skilled workers and with those of my Lord David, your father. Now let my Lord send his servants the wheat and barley and the olive oil and wine he promised, and we will cut all the logs from Lebanon that you need and will float them as rafts by sea down to Joppa. You can then take them up to Jerusalem.
Solomon took a census of all the foreigners residing in Israel after the census his father David had taken, and they were found to be 153,600. He assigned 70,000 of them to be carriers and 80,000 to be stonecutters in the hills, with 3,600 supervisors over them to keep the people working. Then Solomon began to build the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. It was on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite, the place provided by David. He began building on the second day of the second month in the fourth year of his reign. The foundation Solomon laid for building the temple of God was 60 cubits long and 20 cubits wide. using the cubit of the old standard. The portico at the front of the temple was 20 cubits long across the width of the building and 20 cubits high. He overlaid the inside with pure gold. He paneled the main hall with juniper and covered it with fine gold and decorated it with palm tree and chain designs. He adorned the temple with precious stones, and the gold he used was gold of Parvaim. He overlaid the ceiling beams, door frames, walls, and doors of the temple with gold, and he carved cherubim on the walls. He built the most holy place, its length corresponding to the width of the temple, 20 cubits long and 20 cubits wide. He overlaid the inside with 600 talents of fine gold. The gold nails weighed 50 shekels. He also overlaid the upper parts with gold. For the most holy place, he made a pair of sculptured cherubim and overlaid them with gold. The total wingspan of the cherubim was 20 cubits. One wing of the first cherub was 5 cubits long and touched the temple wall, while its other wing, also 5 cubits long, touched the wing of the other cherub. Similarly, one wing of the second cherub was 5 cubits long and touched the other temple wall, and its other wing, also 5 cubits long, touched the wing of the first cherub. The wings of these cherubim extended 20 cubits. They stood on their feet, facing the main hall. He made the curtain of blue, purple, and crimson yarn and fine linen, with cherubim worked into it. For the front of the temple, he made 2 pillars, which totaled 35 cubits in length, each with a capital 5 cubits high. He made interwoven chains and put them on top of the pillars. He also made 100 pomegranates and attached them to the chains. He erected the pillars in front of the temple, one to the south and one to the north. The one to the south he named Jachin, and the one to the north, Boaz. He made a bronze altar 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 10 cubits high. He made the sea of cast metal, circular in shape, measuring 10 cubits from rim to rim and 5 cubits high. It took a line of 30 cubits to measure around it. Below the rim, figures of bulls encircled it, 10 to a cubit. The bulls were cast in 2 rows, in one piece with the sea. The sea stood on 12 bulls, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. The sea rested on top of them, and their hindquarters were toward the center. It was a handbreadth in thickness, and its rim was like the rim of a cup, like a lily blossom. It held 3,000 baths. He then made 10 basins for washing, and placed 5 on the south side and 5 on the north. In them, the things to be used for the burnt offerings were rinsed, but the sea was to be used by the priests for washing. He made 10 gold lampstands according to the specifications for them and placed them in the temple, 5 on the south side and 5 on the north. He made 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the south side and 5 on the north. He also made 100 gold sprinkling bowls. He made the courtyard of the priests, and the large court, and the doors for the court, and overlaid the doors with bronze. He placed the sea on the south side, at the southeast corner, and Huram also made the pots and shovels and sprinkling bowls. So Huram finished the work he had undertaken for King Solomon in the temple of God. The 2 pillars, the 2 bowl-shaped capitals on top of the pillars, the 2 sets of network decorating the 2 bowl-shaped capitals on top of the pillars, the 400 pomegranates for the 2 sets of network, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network, decorating the bowl-shaped capitals on top of the pillars, the stands with their basins, the sea and the 12 bulls under it, the pots, shovels, meat forks, and all related articles. All the objects that Huram Abi made for King Solomon for the temple of the Lord were of polished bronze. The king had them cast in clay molds in the plain of the Jordan between Succoth and Zarethan. All these things that Solomon made amounted to so much that the weight of the bronze could not be calculated. Solomon also made all the furnishings that were in God's temple: the golden altar, the tables on which was the bread of the presence, the lampstands of pure gold with their lamps to burn in front of the inner sanctuary as prescribed, the gold floral work and lamps and tongs, they were solid gold, the pure gold wick trimmers, sprinkling bowls, dishes and censers, and the gold doors of the temple, the inner doors to the most holy place, and the doors of the main hall. When all the work Solomon had done for the temple of the Lord was finished, he brought in the things his father David had dedicated, the silver and gold and all the furnishings, and he placed them in the treasuries of God's temple. Then Solomon summoned to Jerusalem the elders of Israel, all the heads of the tribes and the chiefs of the Israelite families, to bring up the Ark of the Lord's Covenant from Zion, the city of David. And all the Israelites came together to the king at the time of the festival in the seventh month. When all the elders of Israel had arrived, the Levites took up the Ark, and they brought up the Ark and the tent of meeting and all the sacred furnishings in it. The Levitical priest carried them up, and King Solomon and the entire assembly of Israel that had gathered about him were before the Ark, sacrificing so many sheep and cattle that they could not be recorded or counted. The priests then brought the Ark of the Lord's Covenant to its place in the inner sanctuary of the temple, the most holy place, and put it beneath the wings of the cherubim. The cherubim spread their wings over the place of the ark and covered the ark and its carrying poles. These poles were so long that their ends, extending from the ark, could be seen from in front of the inner sanctuary, but not from outside the holy place, and they are still there today. There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets that Moses had placed in it at Horeb, where the Lord made a covenant with the Israelites after they came out of Egypt. The priests then withdrew from the holy place. All the priests who were there had consecrated themselves, regardless of their divisions. All the Levites who were musicians, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and relatives, stood on the east side of the altar, dressed in fine linen, and playing cymbals, harps, and lyres. They were accompanied by 120 priests sounding trumpets. The trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, the singers raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang,
He is good, His love endures forever.
Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud, and the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God. Then Solomon said,
The Lord has said that He would dwell in a dark cloud. I have built a magnificent temple for you, a place for you to dwell forever.
While the whole assembly of Israel was standing there, the king turned around and blessed them. Then he said,
Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who with his hands has fulfilled what he promised with his mouth to my father David. For he said, Since the day I brought my people out of Egypt, I have not chosen a city in any tribe of Israel to have a temple built so that my name might be there, nor have I chosen anyone to be ruler over my people Israel. But now I have chosen Jerusalem for my name to be there, and I have chosen David to rule my people Israel. My father David had it in his heart to build a temple for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father David, You did well to have it in your heart to build the temple for my name. Nevertheless, you are not the one to build the temple, but your son, who is your own flesh and blood. He is the one who will build the temple for my name. The Lord has kept the promise he made. I have succeeded David, my father, and now I sit on the throne of Israel, just as the Lord promised. And I have built the temple for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. There I have placed the ark, in which is the covenant of the Lord that he made with the people of Israel.
Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel and spread out his hands. Now he had made a bronze platform, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high, and had placed it in the center of the outer court. He stood on the platform and then knelt down before the whole assembly of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven. He said,
Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way, you have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it, as it is today. Now, Lord, the God of Israel, keep for your servant David, my father, the promises you made to him when you said, You shall never fail to have a successor to sit before me on the throne of Israel. If only your descendants are careful in all they do to walk before me according to my law, as you have done. And now, Lord, the God of Israel, let your word that you promised your servant David come true. But will God really dwell on earth with human beings? The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built? Yet, Lord my God, give attention to your servant's prayer and his plea for mercy. Hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is praying in your presence. May your eyes be open toward this temple day and night, this place of which you said you would put your name there. May you hear the prayer your servant prays toward this place. Hear the supplications of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place. And when you hear, forgive. When anyone wrongs their neighbor and is required to take an oath, and they come and swear the oath before your altar in this temple, then hear from heaven and act. Judge between your servants, condemning the guilty and bringing down on their heads what they have done, and vindicating the innocent by treating them in accordance with their innocence. When your people Israel have been defeated by an enemy because they have sinned against you, and when they turn back and give praise to your name, praying and making supplication before you in this temple, then hear from heaven.
All right, we're going to have to shut it off right there today, stop our Bible reading, but we'll pick up tomorrow out of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 through a portion of chapter 6. May God bless those who have heard his holy word on this day. All right, y'all. It's time for prayer. It's time for prayer. Let's gather around the throne of God. Come on, mama, sister, niece and nephew, let's grab hands and let's pray. Let's talk to the Lord. Things seem to be a whole lot better after prayer. Come on, let's pray about it. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for being so good to us. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. Thank you, dear God, for our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers. Thank you for our nieces and our nephews. Thank you, dear God, for our preachers and our pastors. Thank you, dear God, for our deacons and our trustees. thank you, dear God, for all of those good saints of God that you have put in our lives. Thank you, dear God, for our minister of music and our choir director. Thank you, dear God, for all our choir members. Lord, we thank you for our ushers and our usher board. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for our greeters and all of our greeters on the greeters board. Lord, we thank you for our parking lot committee and all that serving on that committee. Lord, we just thank you for all of the saints of God in the house of God. Oh, Lord, we do want to remember our churches tonight. We want to remember every church tonight that's open in your holy name. Oh, dear God, we pray that you will just fill every person and come through these church doors with your spirit. And Lord, if there's somebody who don't really go to church, Lord, we ask that you'll touch their hearts and touch their minds, and you'll bring them back to church, even to Wednesday night Bible study. Lord, we pray that you'll be pleased to even hear these prayers that's going to be prayed tonight in the house of the Lord. Now, Lord, we don't want to forget about our workers, those that's getting ready right now, Lord, to go to work. Lord, we ask that you will bless them on their job in Jesus' name. Oh, dear God, bless them to do a good job so that they can get promoted on their job. Touch right now in Jesus' name. Bless them, dear God, where they can get more money on the job, dear God. They can get some overtime, or they can get a raise, dear God. Bless them, dear God. And then, Lord, we pray that they'll use a portion of that money to be a blessing to the house of God. So, Lord, we thank you. Now, Lord, be with your people on this day. Lead, guide, and direct us in all that we say and do, so that honor and glory can be ascribed to your holy and righteous name. For this we ask in Jesus' name, and for his sake we do pray. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we done prayed about it. We done had our song, and we done had our scriptures today. Now it's time, dear God, and ladies and gentlemen, for me to get on out of here. All right. Let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, my format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room, where I give you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. And at 12 o'clock, if you miss any of these programs, we begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long, because we are in your corner.